You're listening to
But First,
a Big Brother podcast
hosted by super fans
Nick,
Press,
and Jill.
Hello, house guests. It's me, Ainsley, and I'm here for an all new season of Big Brother.
Yay!
You know what I was confused about? I thought it was Ainsley, like spelled like the name Ainsley, but if I'm correct, it's spelled A-I-N-S-L-E.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Yes. Really? She was like, that stands for, I don't even remember what she said, but it ended and there was no like why or.
Yeah. Oh, and I've just been spelling it the most like atrocious way on purpose as A-I-N-S-L-E-I-G-H because I think that would be funny.
Okay, look, it's artificial intelligence network self-learning entity.
Yeah. Entity.
That is weird. So bad.
Good for her. Good for her. It's an Ainsley summer.
I have to say, I think I predicted it.
When you did?
You don't remember over text?
No, you said, well, we knew the theme was AI.
No. When you said, guess the theme of the house this year, I said, is there an AI player? Yes. The Circle did that.
Yes.
Oh. Right.
But so. I think we should give it, like, this Ainsley ain't going to last more than 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
But she'll be pre-jury Ainsley. She's not a player, but I can't wait for her to be like, I've been infected by a virus. All nominations are now null. Like...
You do a good AI voice, Nick.
Thank you so much. We should share with the pod that I created Ainsley stickers on iMessage.
Yes, you did. They're so nice.
Wait, how did you do that? I didn't understand.
Oh,
it's an emoji. Did you ever see, it was the summer of 2020, there was a show called The Animoji Singer.
Okay, never mind.
I do think that should be a feature where, like, if I create an Animoji, I should be able to send it to you and, like, it, you say, like, import this Animoji to my phone and that you could have the same exact one.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree. So,
come on,
Tim
Apple.
I know you're listening, Tim Apple.
Well, should we introduce ourselves?
Welcome back, everyone, to But First.
The longest running Big Brother podcast in history.
What? I was confused because, like, on our notes for this app, you wrote, you know, Big Brother 2024, but okay, we're on season 26, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I keep calling it season 25.
It's 26.
26, like my Tinder matches age.
But if you don't, like, even count season one, since it was a totally different game, it is almost like it's season 25.
Season nine.
But season one was truly, if you read the book, The Big Brother Bible, it was truly like a completely different format, as we know, and just not the same show.
It was totally different. So wait, what's this book?
There's a book out called The Big Brother Bible, and I am currently reading it, as is Jill.
And me.
Nick.
Yes.
Nick sent them all to us as a, I guess, summer kickoff Big Brother gifts, and I have not opened a book in... so long, and I am enjoying it, but I have not. I said I would finish it by the time we recorded our first pod, and I did not.
And we've had a month to read it, I will say.
Was it a whole month? Well, yeah. I didn't start until I went on vacation, which, you know.
Oh, wow. You didn't crack a book?
No, I don't crack a book at home. That's the hard part. That's why I haven't finished, is because at home I have TV with things.
And Jill, what chapter did you get up to?
Okay, listen, I like Praz. I am not a book cracker anymore. I was proud of myself. I don't know what chapter it is, but I read like 60 pages.
That's
yes.
It's big font. It's big
and
font.
It's, I actually really am enjoying it. Like, I would like to finish.
I'm going
to
finish, yeah.
Yeah, at some point. But I highly recommend it to Big Brother fans, especially, I don't know, I liked, like, they talked a lot about the development of the show. Yeah. Which, like, I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, like 1999 in, like, Norway. They're like, we're going to film a bunch of people for an entire year.
Right.
Someone didn't read the book.
I did.
Well, I read Norway. Well,
you know me in countries, though.
Yes, that's true.
Nicholas?
Huh?
What page did you get to?
I finished chapter one.
Oh my god! I knew it. I knew it.
He's like, I finished.
I knew it.
We should say the book is written by someone named Brody Stewart Verner, and the cover of the book is very familiar. If you follow But First the Big Brother podcast, it looks very similar to our.
Well, yeah, because that author, it makes sense. If they're talking about history, they want to also feature the longest running Big Brother podcast in history. But did you learn anything like fun?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I learned a lot, but again, like to me, it's I haven't delved into the show yet season one and season two for sure. But mm-hmm. to me, the fun part is like the drama behind like the push pull of CBS and the production company. And for season two, they changed production companies. Like that stuff to me is the really interesting stuff.
The probably for me, because I knew a lot, not all the like the details of development stuff, but I definitely knew a lot about the history of the show and how it's evolved and how it's different in different countries. But the biggest shock to me was that they basically forced Julie Chen to be the host.
Yes.
The
show. Really?
Like, she did not want to do it. And she wanted to be like a serious journalist, newscaster. Like she did not want to do it. And they were kind of like, yeah, you're doing it. Like, yeah. You have no choice.
Wow.
Wait, yeah. I totally forgot that I wrote some notes. It's for the first 60 pages. Oh. And one of them was about how they forced Chen. So yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Cause I did think that was, I had no idea.
The reluctant hostess. So wait, like how did they force her?
Well, it was like between her and two other people, I guess, that they did try out for it, but they were basically just like, yeah, she was like always, she was on the early show or whatever in New York with Brian Gumbel, and they were basically like, yeah, you'll do that, then you'll fly out to California and then you'll come back. Like it was basically like they just told her like this is what you're gonna do. Like they wanted someone I guess recognizable to the CBS audience, but also I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't really know why they were like so dead set on Julie Chen.
Maybe it was Les. Maybe he had an eye on her.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't together yet, but.
And the rest is history. She went on to go meet her husband.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted to shout out, because Nick, if you haven't gotten past chapter one, you wouldn't know this. So when they were deciding on a production company for season two, because they needed to get rid of, I forgot, Evolution or something else. Anyways, they were going to go with Buna Murray. That was one of their top choices.
Of course, pioneers in the space.
But they did not. But anyways, shout out.
Yeah, it was like Buna Murray wouldn't agree to have like their... Yes. Like, he wanted Bunam and Murray or whatever there. Yes. And they were like, no, we'll send like other people. And they were like, no, we're not happy with that. So they picked some other company that was willing to like be on set anytime they were needed.
Got it. Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Love that. Jill, did you learn anything about, I don't know, Big Brother early seasons, like anything pre-season 12?
What's so funny is for the listeners, what was it? A week ago, 2 weeks ago, we had a But First summit at Chili's. Thank you, Praz, for inspiring our choice.
It was so good.
And we did review, you know, my seasons, what I've watched, what I haven't. And I guess season six is maybe the only one I've never seen.
And seven, right? Because there's
we watched seven in this. Jill and I watched seven together.
For you to have watched seven and not immediately been like, oh, I want to go back and watch season six because...
I don't go back. I don't, you know.
Yeah. Always moving forward, Jill. Yeah. Always moving forward.
But just so everyone knows, they will not let up on me watching season six. Another year.
Never.
We're going to trick her one day. We're going to clockwork orange her.
Okay. Well, before we get into it, we should say that as we established last season, there's no more spoiler zone, meaning we're not going to warn you when we're about to give spoilers. So if you're not caught up on the feeds or you don't want to be, I don't know what to say because I don't want to say don't listen to the pod. Right. But
listen,
like,
yeah.
Listen, just like, you don't want to just be a slave to that CBS broadcast. Like, you want to know what's going on. And Jill is here to tell us.
And that's why you listen to But First, a Big Brother podcast.
Yep.
Thank you, Prez. Thanks for the
reminder. Oh, so, yeah, where do we want to start?
I think we should talk about who these people are, the new cast.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Well, first off the bat, I know we had mixed reactions, but how did you all feel about the two-night move-in?
It was so awful because why would they plan it the same week as all this live coverage of other political events? Like, I don't understand why they split it up. I don't understand why they're like, oh, for West Coast, you're going to have to watch Price is Right at Night and Young Sheldon episodes before you can even get to this episode. It made it very hard to find the episode. I recorded on Hulu. I have Paramount Plus. It was all a mess. And then I had to use Jill's login and watch several weird recordings that did not say Big Brother just to piece together one episode.
Yes. I think in this digital age, especially in the age of Ainsley, if they are airing something intact on the East Coast at 6 p.m. our time, we should be able to watch it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that it got, like, we should be able to watch it on a streamer, right? Especially on Paramount Plus, which we all pay for. Like, that makes no sense that it would get preempted by the RNC. Like, we're past that as a society.
Well, I just don't understand why that the RNC stuff didn't affect the East Coast.
I was like, truly, I was trying to do the math in my head, and then I got to like,
don't crunch numbers.
I know, I'm just not, my brain doesn't function that way. But I also think, so what's annoying is like, because I famously have cable, I don't cut the cord, which is great for me. It's not right for everyone, but it's my choice. And I always allow people to log on to my cable. And for like cable shows on Bravo or other, cable non-broadcast networks, I do get the East Coast feed with my DirecTV. So yes. I can watch like Real Housewives of Orange County at 6 o'clock if I want.
I used to have that too. It was really nice. Yeah. So I have all my watching done before bedtime.
Right. So that's what is annoying, that the only channels that are left to not have that are the main big four, which is like, exactly, we're past that.
Yeah. That makes no sense. Wow. Well, also like, I think I would have preferred just a full-on, like, two-hour premiere. Yeah. And the ratings were down, too. And I think it's just because of all these preemptions and everything. So, also, it's just they don't make it easy to watch. You know, the schedule is all over the place, and they should have more options. But I did like, and I was very surprised, that they had different challenges for the two nights.
I was surprised at that too.
Yes.
When I saw the second night, I was like, oh, okay, at least we're not watching the exact same thing.
And I thought, you know, I was also surprised that they really did move in on two different days. I thought that they were just going to, like, I didn't know it was going to be like live. I thought they were just going to film it and cut it into two episodes, but it did feel like it was filmed on two different days.
Wait, it was?
Yeah. I think so, because she said, oh, we, like, you know, all the other cast members have been individually, like, sequestered while you moved in. Like, they didn't let them all, like, sleep in the house from Wednesday night to Thursday.
Oh.
Unless they filmed two episodes on Wednesday, they had to make different challenge rooms and everything.
Right.
I don't know. It felt like it was two different days.
Yeah. Then where did they put, like, I'm, where did
Probably
the hotels. Other hostess go?
Oh, probably back to their sequester hotels.
That's so weird to move in and then move out. Like, that's weird. That's really weird.
Why? I don't know. If any of the listeners have the oral history of how they pulled this off, let me know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was the RNC stuff, but I do think the two-night stuff was also just a gag. Like, honestly, Drag Race has been doing this kind of thing a lot, a split premiere. And there it's even worse because it's a week apart. But I wasn't that surprised they did this. I just don't think it succeeded in the way that a show like Drag Race does.
Well, I'm just glad it wasn't one of those. Remember on All Stars where they all, it was a live move-in with a live challenge. And it just was, I don't like the live move-ins. I just don't like them.
Right.
I want to, I want like a move-in with the packages of them being like reacting to people and stuff. Like, I don't know. I like it a little bit more produced.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that we're missing something right. by having to wait. I don't know. It's just like, and then because it was a live move, so we end up seeing it twice because in the next episode, they are going to inevitably like show the move in and then do that whole like cut to the reaction and the guy like, oh, it's just like,
Matt's so
I'm not on the first day. Like,
yeah.
It's a good point.
And then we'd get moving quicker.
Okay. So these cast members.
I mean, right off the jump, I'm feeling good about the cast, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel, I don't, like, there are people I like, people I don't like, sure, but I'm not completely turned off by anyone, I don't think. And I have some high hopes. I also am, I feel like it's a good mix, though. Well, we'll get into a few crunching numbers later. I mean, I guess it's a similar makeup to what we've had in the past, but I don't know why it feels a tad better.
I think it feels slight, like there's definitely diverse ages, which I like. You know, we've got Angela at the top and she's in her 50s. Kenny's in his 40s.
Kenny's 52.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's the oldest. Yeah. Oh.
And so like that's good. I think, you know, there's people who they seem at least like competitive and aware of the game, which I like. You know, like I don't need super fans. That makes boring. But like, people who are like, oh yeah, like I watched this show, I love it, and you know, I want to play the game. Right. And you know, I'm just looking at them now. And there's definitely like some like, okay, like you're gonna be good TV type people as well.
Yeah.
You know, like Tucker, I don't know what he's saying or doing, but he's he's gonna be entertaining, I think. I don't like, I'm not like rooting for him, but I think he'll be good TV.
I should show you guys. He already pulled out a sweet bucket hat.
Oh my God, we're bucket hat summer.
I got to find the picture because I think y'all will really like it.
Nice.
He's 30. Can he still do a bucket hat? I guess.
You guys, I was at the flea market last weekend and I was like, you know, like buying, just like shopping around. And there were like these really nice, like new bucket hats. And I like, was like, oh, maybe. And I like tried on. I was like, nope. I just, they're too small for my head.
Yeah.
I really think like, I don't know. I looked like, it looked like a bonnet on my head. I looked like Little Miss Muffet. Remember her?
Yes, I think I do.
She sat on her
tuffet. You think you remember Little Miss
Muffet? How do you not? She sat on her tuffet. She ate curds and whey.
Yes, like, a spider.
Along came the spider, walked up beside her. And
what is whey? What is whey?
It's cream.
Who knew?
And whey, like whey protein.
Oh, or like cream of wheat or something. That's in my head always. She was eating cream of wheat.
I can't believe. Oh yeah, Miss Muffet. I think I remember her. Okay. Oh, you think you just fell out of a coconut tree, Jill?
You just fell out of a coconut tree. Okay. Also, we have to discuss. I know this is like silly, but it really is a joke how Mackenzie spells her name.
Oh my God, M A K E N S Y.
It's literally that meme of like white people.
Raleigh. Yeah, that's why I'm spelling Ainsley that way. And I think they're calling her MJ in the house.
Yes, they are. They are.
Well, Chelsea spells her name weird too, I think.
Yeah,
she does. But she doesn't spell it like Chelsea.
No.
But you know, Brooklyn's hair is giving a little bit of Chelsea.
Oh, no. Oh. Brooklyn. And then is it Takor?
Yeah, how do you say
T-Core? I think T-core. I think the house guests have been saying T-Core, but I'll you know, save it for after Sunday night's episode. Like it is true, we didn't really meet them in a meaningful way.
No, not at all.
They should call her TK. I like TK. And it still kills me to this day, like I like how they show up to like their house with a video camera and are like still surprised that they got selected.
Yeah,
acting. I still think it's funny.
Yeah, the best was we're really disappointed that Nick wasn't part of Lisa's gay crew.
Yes, Dean. Oh my goodness, Lisa. I mean, with those clips in her hair, she's like undercover frenzy. Like, never think of her.
The pink streaks just look so bad. Like, I don't, if you're gonna do that, why not make it look more natural? I just don't understand.
Well, who are we to comment on women's appearances?
Right, exactly.
Speaking of, no. And then I think there's some people who I can't take on in a mental capacity this year. And I think that's like Leah, a cocktail waitress. No offense to like the Janelles and the Rachels. I'm just like, okay, whatever.
He's like, I also have an underwear business.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't think I'll be taking on Leah or Cedric. Takor, probably not. Like, I'm just kind of like, all right. Like, my heavy hitters are Angela. I am first and foremost a Stangela. I like Angela, Joseph, and maybe Mackenzie because she's so tall.
She's very tall.
She's so tall.
Her and Rubina next to each other is truly the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I don't know if I'm even feeling anyone. I don't hate anyone. Well, all right. I don't hate anyone, but there were some people I wasn't like loving.
Dish, save it for the pod.
All right. Chemo, I don't need Aloha. I need
him to Aloha out of this house.
Yes, I don't need all of the Aloha stuff. I'm like, no. Chelsea just felt kind of like basic to me. And so it was just kind of like, you're not giving me anything. And then Rubina, I don't know. I thought Jill was going to love her, but instead you didn't, Jill.
You've been saving it for the pod, yes. Jill. We need you to dish.
I really don't understand why you thought I would like her. She's not, because you thought she was giving like Gen Z hipster, but exactly like you said, she is none of that. She is like our age group. I could clock that right away. She's trying so hard. Her vibes are too over the top. And Blue last year, who y'all are like, think I was obsessed with or whatever.
She was the pick. You trained her.
She was authentically Gen Z. Rubina's giving fake. It's giving a try hard. It is not. I know when my Gen Z vibes are tingling, and I did not once have that with her.
Wow. I'm shocked because I really, really thought you were going to love Rubina.
I also thought Jill's probably like, Rubina, my girl.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. I'm actually like a little personally offended right now.
Like, now that I see their ages, I'm like, you definitely are probably like T-Core.
T-Core does have a good fashion sense. No, I will say no one's giving like total. I'm trying to think. Like, honestly, Quinn is probably the most like Gen Z vibes.
Yeah.
How old are they?
How old is Quinn? 25.
What? Oh, God.
Cedric is the real Gen Zer, but I don't like or dislike Cedric right now, but he's 21.
So wait, I'm on your girl Rubina's Instagram right now, and she has one, she's roller skating with a sign that says, you are not your age, you are your energy.
Oh, what? I actually can't believe you thought I would like
that. Yes, really? I really thought. And Jill, you'll love this. She's got tons of photos at Disneyland.
Yeah.
True millennial girly. Don't
understand.
It's so funny. I really thought you were going to be like, first and foremost, don't come for Rubina.
Well, what is that show? Don't make assumptions about anybody.
Yep.
Especially Rubina.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to get into like who we think is going to win or who we might want to win?
Yeah.
Obviously, early days, but I do have some thoughts, and Nick famously might have an intuition. So
I have an intuition on the winner.
Well, do you want to go first, or should?
Yeah.
We go?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all ready for my pick?
Yes.
I'm not saying this is like who I necessarily want to win, though I would be totally fine with. My winner for BB26 is Cam.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like he's playing a great under the radar game right now. I was like going to tell you guys that you were going to be so annoyed of why I like Cam. Can you guess?
Did he go to Michigan?
No, he famously went to Penn State. He even talks about it in the intro package.
Yeah. Go Lions. Go Lions.
My brothers went to Penn State, and I'm first and foremost a Big Ten football fan. So I loved that he did that. But I also just felt like he has that athletic prowess, but seemed nice and normal and smart. And he right now is playing super under the radar, a good social game. And I just have a feeling he'll make it really far, and then he'll like go into overdrive.
Unlike Matt, who's like already kind of like getting under people's nerves, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's my pick.
Matt is?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'll explain more when I go off.
Which one's Matt? Oh, Matt's the one who's like thinks he's hot, but
yeah, not. He's like a butterface.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Praz.
Okay, I have not watched a lick of anything outside of.
That's okay.
Premiere.
We are the left, right, and center of the feed watchers and the CBS watchers.
What am I, center? Yeah.
No, you would be the CBS. Jill's the. Oh. And I'm in the middle.
Sure. I mean, but okay. I mean, I think I'm a little bit in the middle.
You haven't watched a lick.
But it's been 2 days.
Well, you haven't watched a lick. That puts you on the far side.
All right, fine. This is not my pick who I want to win, because I don't think I have one yet. But I will. I'm going to throw out there, I think, Quinn.
Ooh, good
wow.
pick.
I really
support that pick.
I don't know a thing about Quinn, but I know I just am looking at their pictures, and I feel like Quinn could go far.
I will say it seems like, from what I'm gathering, he's also playing a super good social game and is really liked so far.
Mm. Oh, okay. Good to know.
All right. So my intuition started, you know, clicking the moment I saw the TV or the moment I saw the movie clerk, the movie store clerk.
Oh, Joseph.
Yeah.
I think Joseph has the opportunity to make good moves, not be too like physically threatening, but still be like strategic. And I think he's got, I liked his interview package. So he is my, even if I like didn't get the intuition on him, I think I like him so far.
I think that's a great pick. I like him a lot too.
I thought you might pick him.
Yeah. Well, you know, like a movie lover like him, and I famously went to film school, so.
Exactly.
Where does he live again? Where is he?
Florida?
Yeah.
Was that where he is? What? Oh, he is. Okay.
He'd be like, if he trimmed that mustache, he'd be really, really cute.
I think, yeah. I mean, the mustache is like fine. It's just not kept very well. That's what I meant.
That's what I just said. Trim the mustache.
No, I know. I'm agreeing. I was sort of talking things out in my head. Do we have a intuition about who we think is going home first?
So my my gut was leaning towards Chemo being first out because I think he's very easy to nominate and just be like, well, I don't know anybody and he seems nice and like nobody will get mad for like getting rid of him. That was my early intuition. And he's actually been nominated, but there's a whole, like the HOH had to nominate 3 people. So I don't really know these, like with all the twists and everything, I don't know how things would go, but he is definitely nominated. And we'll see. But that was my early out pick for the first person to go. I just thought he's somebody, if he doesn't go, he's somebody that you can keep nominating and like won't get mad.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought that before I saw the nominations, I was leaning towards Chelsea, but I saw the nominations. So now it's hard to, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know. I haven't, like I said, I haven't watched a lick. I would go for Lisa, maybe.
Well, Jill.
So the nominations as they stand right now are, you know, Kenny, Kimo, and Lisa. But I can try to explain at least the little I've gathered about how the next few days are going to go, if y'all would like to hear.
Please.
So it's very confusing and a little bit, of course, Big Brother does these twists that make no sense and really do nothing for the game. And this one just seems like it's going to be really hard to make big moves, especially because there's so many opportunities to get off the block. Okay, so the HOH has to put three people up. Then there is something called the AI Arena, I think.
And yes, and those three people compete, right?
Mm-hmm. So they, the three nominees compete. The winner of that can come off the block. Now, what I still don't understand is if the HOH then makes a third renom. I don't think they do. I think then it's, okay, two people on the block, then they'll do traditional veto, and then the HOH, I guess, would be able to replace a nominee. So it's just really messing with game plans this week because it's so hard to say. Like, I think, okay, so I guess we haven't really said, but Angela is so excited about press. Did you know that? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I did.
So we're so excited as Stangela's first and foremost that she's HOH. So, but I think it was really hard because she might have wanted to go after bigger players and she might still, but you really, really, especially because there's two competitions before like your final, well, who's on the block.
And why did she choose those three people?
I think it was sort of just like to your point of like Kimo's kind of like an easy person to put up and not have be mad. Lisa, I think, wasn't really just like vibing was that with the house, even though she's the vibe curator. she does give outcast vibes a lot, and I think just like was a little off. And then I think Kenny was just like a little too brash for her. I mean, it is sort of funny that she put up the other older person. I won't say old, but older. I think she just like wasn't really liking his vibes. I think it was as simple as that. Apparently, which I'm excited about, she did not tell any of them they were going on the block.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. So they were really surprised. Lisa did not handle it well. And I think ultimately, I honestly also don't even know where this nomination planned, like what the block will look like on Thursday because of all these twists.
Yeah. And then so things have been brewing in the house this morning as of recording time on Saturday, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. Praz, Nick, I will send you the full YouTube video after this. It's only about 11 minutes. You two are going to love this.
Oh,
our number one grandma, Nana, Stangela, Angela went off on Matt, Himbo Matt, at like 9 a.m. this morning. She comes, first of all, she comes down from the HOH room. Like, the camera's not even really on the beginning of the fight. She starts clapping, like a slow clap. And Tucker thought she was just like, Tucker starts being like, yeah, like, singing a song. But she goes into like a 10-minute tirade about Matt and how he was threatening her and she will not put up with it and how he clouded her judgment over the last few days, but she is no longer going to stand for that. Like, I have to say, I don't really understand where all this is coming from. I know that, okay, right now as it stands, Matt, MJ, and Leah are kind of a clique and think they are running things. And so there is a whole other group that obviously don't like them and see that, but I don't really know what I apparently the Matt and Angela conversation might not have been on the feeds of like where this is really all stemming from. But Angela is saying that he essentially was like threatening her to go on the block, blah, 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 which is like, okay, that's the game. So I'm like a little confused. But anyway,
who is MJ?
MJ is Mackenzie. Oh, Raz, Matt and Mackenzie are already sort of in a showman.
And they're both like 8 feet tall, so it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. perfect.
Oh, so Angela, during this fight, first of all, Matt has crazy eyes. That's what everyone thinks and sees. Like, it's very funny. Like, his eyes get really big. And so she called him crazy eyes and did all these imitations of him. And then she kept saying, MJ, you can do better. I think you can do better, MJ.
Wow.
Wow.
Janelle tweeted and was like, old school BB, like, is back. We love you, Angela. Like, also after this, I'll send you guys the clip. Just watch. Like, it's just funny. I don't even know where it's going to land. I actually, apparently some of the people, because I thought, oh no, like, this is going to make Angela look too sort of like off her rocker. But I think some of her allies are like, LOL, great. Like, go after Matt. Who cares?
You should go after Matt.
Yeah, Matt's really cocky. A lot of the people in the house don't like Matt. So it was a great, great, great fight.
And of course, we always celebrate when, like, a big man gets voted out first, you know? Yeah. So, like, good. Like, it'll be interesting because, like, either he could be a renom or if not, then it's kind of like, you know, an early split, you know, Angela v. Matt.
Exactly. And I just, like, what I told Nick and Prez, I think it was yesterday, you know, I don't know how much I'll get into the feeds this year. I thought I wasn't going to, but of course now I'm back into getting into them. It really is, the first week cracks people out. Like, they, I don't know if it's the sleep, the lights, the, like, confusion of what's going on. These people just go crazy this first week. Like, MJ's already, like, Mackenzie's losing her mind. Matt's losing his mind. They just have no sleep. Angela, she's like, I haven't slept. I keep getting confused. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's telling who. Like, they are just cracked. And it's very interesting to watch. I really think week one, like, is really hard for some of these people.
And what's really interesting too is, like, you have to be talking game even if you don't want to, because then they'll be like, hey, Nick, you didn't really talk game with me this week, so I'm nominating you. Like, it, or you'll be like, wow, nobody's talking game with me. Like, Lisa's like, nobody talked game with me. And they're like, yeah, because you're going up.
Right.
So, and Lisa was telling Angela this morning, like, yeah, you nominating me really, like, put me in game mode. Like, I'm ready to play, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. So it's like, you damned if you do, damned if you don't, because otherwise then you're playing too hard.
So, Nick, are you sticking with that? You think Kimo will be first, or you're not sure?
Well, based off of with everything that's laid out, I still think he's the safe bet, in the sense that, let's say the veto is used and Lisa comes down and it's Matt versus Kimo, because I think Kenny can, like, win himself off of this whole thing. I think as a like Matt, what he can do is rally, like, other people, like Cedric, and I don't know, like, maybe he's able to get other people to be like, look, if we vote out Kimo, then we can take control of the game and vote out, you know, like, so you get that split side. Mm-hmm. So, but that's, like, my wishful thinking, because also I just want him gone. but I don't know. There's too many variables.
Yeah, it's a lot of variables. I'm just going with Kenny. He is sort of actually the quote unquote target right now, if it's not a backdoor situation.
Interesting.
Okay, so Jill, can you tell us what the upgrades and the mascot and all that?
I truly don't know if I can.
Okay.
I forgot about that. It's so dumb. God, this show. There's two upgrades. Quinn and Mackenzie each have an upgrade. Mackenzie's is something about, like, she can take one of the nominees off the block for the next 4 weeks, something like that.
Oh.
So she did tell Matt and Leah last night that she has that power. So we know she has it. And then Quinn, so that, like, automatically, I think, means Quinn has the other one. And I don't, but he hasn't really, like, talked about it. So I don't know what that power is.
Okay.
And then Cedric and Chelsea have the downgrades, but I don't know what that means.
It says mascot over their photo.
They're going to have to probably put on, like, a silly unitard and they're going to sit out the competitions, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure we'll see on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
But I was thinking too, once Julie revealed that they couldn't compete, I was like, those would be two easy noms. you know, being like, hey, I don't have anything to go off of, but because you two can't compete or anything, like, I think you're the easiest nomination.
But apparently Angela, and I don't know if this was like they talked to her about it or she just was, it was sort of like the opposite effect. She was like, oh, you guys are at a disadvantage because you can't compete. So like, I feel bad for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. All the twists like have sort of had the opposite reaction to, I think. Wait, and now I'm confused of like, so is, what is the point of Ainsley? Like, is it that this AI arena? Like, what is the point of this?
We'll find out. I think like she's going to be able to, you know, do some announcements and I bet she'll take the shape of, maybe she'll take the shape of like past players and stuff. Cause she did, they had a Julie AI in a, on Julie's Instagram where they were both doing like a butt first. Yeah. So like, she's like, it's Julie in that prism box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this show.
Yeah, so we'll funny. See. Like Jill said, there's also a good chance they drop it in a few weeks.
Hey, good stuff.
Yeah. So, well, that was great. I mean, I'm excited it's back. I'm going to be into it this year. I'm predicting.
Yay. Please. Let's look at the summer of BB 25, 26, 24, 25.
Wait, the summer of 24.
25, but it's 26.
Exactly. It was the summer of 24. Donald Trump had just been shot and Big Brother 26 had just started. I'll never forget that summer. It was the summer of Ainsley.
Well, anything else we want to talk about with the show?
Well, I have a crunching numbers.
Oh, yay! It's
a simple one that we've done many a time before.
Classic.
The classic. What's the average age of the house guests this season?
Oh, can we guess?
Yes, of course.
Okay, Jill, you go first.
Oh, gosh.
And it's closest without going over.
You know, women in STEM. I'm not exactly
sure. And feel free to get really specific.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. I'm going to guess 31 and 31.37.
That's so funny because I was going to guess 32.5.
Whoa.
Well, I can tell you that both of you have gone over.
Whoa!
Jill was closest without closest right. to it. The Jill, you were within a little over 0.5.
What is it?
The average age of the house guest this season is 30.81.
Wow.
But if we had let Ainsley enter the house, the average age would have been 30.41. She was 24.
Yeah.
I did say she was 24.
And I was like, there's no way she's 24. But then the actress who plays her was pretty young. So
yeah.
We have Cedric, who's 21 at the youngest. Is Kenny the oldest?
Yes, 52.
Okay. Wow. That is so fascinating.
30.81 is the average. So 31 almost.
Right. Yeah, like their birthday could be in November.
Right.
I guess it's not as young, right, as some past seasons, or am I wrong?
I can never remember. Yeah. I feel like we've been around an average age of 30 for a while now, so it's fine. I'm used to it now.
Good for
them. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Next week, I'm going to try to have an even more special crunchy numbers, which I think will lead into some of the other topics that we discuss on this pod.
Ooh, okay. Well, the listeners are going to hold you to that.
Yep.
Well, I'm really excited to be doing this again with you guys. Hopefully this turns out to be a good season for all and then we all stick with it.
Yes. So, okay. Are you guys going to book your tickets on Janelle's BB6 reunion cruise next year?
I don't know.
Come on, let's do it. The whole BB6 crew is going. It's the 20-year anniversary.
Okay, so wait. Is that why they're doing it for the 20 years?
Well, it just so happens that it's the 20 years.
It's called the post-game cruise.
Wait, I need to look this up again. So how did this all come about? Nick, Janelle just like announced it?
Yes. And she kept being like, oh, and now we've added this person and that person. I think like Rachel Riley might be going.
Yes. Rachel and Alyssa Riley.
Yes. And Ashlia will be there.
Ooh. But also like America, Corey, and.
Yeah, I can throw them overboard. I don't need them. But like.
Danielle Reyes. Oh, Brittany Haynes. Wow.
Yeah. Janelle, Kacer, Howie, James, probably Bo, maybe.
You know what's funny is, and I know you're going to be like, what? I'm looking at the dates of the cruise. I already know I'll be traveling at that time. Next
year. Speaking in Europe again, Jill? It is that quarter.
And this cruise goes to and from Orlando, baby.
And Jill, where are you going to be? Mexico?
No. I will be most likely in Asia.
Oh.
Oh.
When is the cruise?
What?
When is the cruise?
It says June the 13th of 2025.
Well, Press, I think we should go.
Yeah, be part of the reporters for the pod.
You know, I honestly did look at tickets. It's for a 4-day cruise from Orlando. I was thinking it would be a steal, and it kind of. I was like, really, this much I have to pay? Like,
is it like $3,500?
I don't remember, but I was like, I just feel like with cruises, you should be able to get them so cheap.
I agree. They should be like $700, but they're not.
Everyone always is getting sick and COVID and diarrhea. Yes. And stuff.
It's like, never a pleasant experience. I've never been on one, but like.
Okay. So the most expensive room, which is a 1-bedroom grand suite, is $7,500.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
So much.
That's why I think I was like, no, I think I entertained it for a second and I was like,
We could split that though.
The cheapest is an interior room for $2,700, which that even is way too much.
Like, and you don't even get a window.
Those are usually based on double occupancy already. So, like, is that the per person price?
And also, what I would like to know is, and I think this is, I mean, this is a bad website. I just have to say.
Yes, it's terrible. The website also concerns me.
Yeah. 1,000%. But what ship is this? Like, what? Company, am I? Is this?
I know. It's all very concerning. That's why I feel like I can't do it.
Maybe me and Praz should take this over, this business room, and make this better.
Yeah, you know, Jill, you'd love a cruise.
Oh, I've been on one cruise in my life, and I hated it.
I bet.
I was on one cruise in my life, and I loved it, but I was 10 years old.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome.
I were to ever go on one again, like when I was older, there are very nice ships out there, like Regent, Viking, Silver Sea, Seven Seas, or whatever, but I would only go on those because I'm Queen of Sheba. I would not go on like, Royal.
Yeah.
Queen. Wow. Real quick, I do want to say, as early adopters of Traitors Season 2 was fantastic, as we know, and it was nominated for an Emmy, and so was Alan.
Several. Yeah. I think they got like 4 Emmys or something.
Wow.
Noms. So exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Emmy noms, yeah. Good for them. And then, you guys, we just wrapped up the Challenge All-Stars Season 4.
Oh, so
with
good.
Cara Maria's return to our screens.
She was great.
Yes.
She was really good.
She has not been on a challenge since Challenge War of the World Season 2. And so that was a very long time ago. And she was great. I loved this. I think Challenge All-Stars Season 4 is maybe like one of the best ones they had because of the mix of really old school players that they had. And we got Laurel, Cara. We had, Rachel early on, Ace, Cam, who was kind of a little bit off her rocker, but still like great to see her. It was fun. I really liked it.
I got two comments about Cara specifically. One, I really like her being on the show without like a romantic interest involved or on the show or like just like a guy meddling and stuff. Because I do feel like that made me like her less, like all of her crazy relationships. And two, Nick, since you like picked up on the challenge and started like rewatching / watching it, like the newer seasons during COVID, had you actually seen a season live with Cara, or had you only like
caught up?
Wow.
You're correct. This is my first live Cara Maria challenge.
That's what I was thinking. Wow.
Wow. Taking her in on a weekly basis. Yeah. And, you know, she and Pauly broke up.
Yes, I heard. I heard rumblings of it.
Rumblings, yeah. So very interesting because we all know that she was on Big Brother when Cody won. She was on the screen. And you guys were like, that's Cara Maria. And I had no idea what that was.
Wow, wait, but that reminds me also that just wait, did I, was this, am I like going crazy? Was this on Big Brother? Did somebody, yes, no, it was on one of the intro packages and I meant to bring it up on the pod because it cracked me up because it was, oh, crunching numbers that Pras has done before. The reason my brain went there is because Pauly, who I like famously forget, was on Big Brother because I only think of him as like a challenge person.
Yeah. Now.
So somebody in their intro packages was like, oh, you know, Big Brother has more successful romances than The Bachelor, which I was like, yeah, but first uncovered that.
Yes, yes. That was Matt. He probably listened.
You called me on that, Jill. You didn't believe that.
Yeah, but then you proved it because you crunched the numbers.
I know.
I wonder who would hop in the Big Brother to challenge pipeline. I'm looking at the, you know, their
face. Oh, yeah. Mackenzie, 1,000%.
Mackenzie. Cam, Cedric, maybe if he's athletic. You know, they got to get some of those young people so that they can age up within the show.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know how old Matt is, but maybe
25.
Matt. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because he was complaining about Cedric, and he's like, he's just 21. And somebody's like, you're 25. He's like, yeah, but. Like. So, yeah, I could see them going. They should put Angela on the challenge.
Oh, my God.
And Beth.
That'd be incredible.
Well, all of these, they'd have to be in the new era of challenge people, which, you know, brought to our new season.
Yes. Coming this August, Challenge 40, Battle of the Eras.
I'm so excited.
We'll probably end up talking about it a lot.
Because, I think so.
Yeah. It's going to be incredible.
But so my question is, do you think the first week they're just going to do a bloodbath? Because like 40... It's 40 contestants, right?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, because it's 10 people from four eras.
So I wonder what that first episode, there's just no way they have to cut it in half, like, pretty quickly.
Yeah, like that one, like, Dirty 30, when they all, like, ran up that hill and, like, a ton of people got cut. Yeah.
Yes, they did. And they had that was when they had to, like, unbury people, I think.
Yeah, but you know, that was Rivals, sorry. I mean, I got to look back at the cast and stuff, but, like, and I don't think... Our girl Beth is on. But
Dirty, like, yes. Yeah.
It's hard when you're, you know, in your 40s competing.
Right. Well,
yeah. I mean, but Dirty 30, if I remember correctly, they were running that. There were so many of them.
Yes.
I think they were even maybe in a castle. Like, yeah. Or it was like an outside, like outside a castle. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe they'll have to whittle people down. All I know is... As of like a month ago, people still didn't know who won. Like, you know how like after, I don't know if you guys know, but like after the filming of a challenge, like it's pretty like spoiler heavy, like because people are just like, oh, so-and-so got kicked off week two, blah, blah, blah. But like that it hasn't leaked who won, which is pretty exciting.
Good.
Yeah. Because on All Stars 4, I knew that... I knew who the winner was.
Oh.
Yeah. But I did a good job pretending with you guys.
Oh. Don't look that stuff up.
I didn't look it up. That's the thing. Now that Twitter will show you things that you don't
go on Twitter. That's my
follow. If you don't like it used to be like, oh, okay, like I wouldn't follow certain accounts because I knew that they were spoiler accounts. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter anymore.
Ugh, annoying. Yeah.
So excited, looking forward to that. And I'm also been really looking forward to our new segment that we're adding to our pod called On the Block.
Nick, tell us what it's all about.
So inspired by the contestants who are on the block when they kind of give their like final speech to the house guests talking about what they, you know, I've really got a lot of fight left in me, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I thought it'd be a fun segment for us to just talk about something that we really liked from the week or doesn't have to be from the week, but like just something that week that you like. So it could be anything, a book you've read, a podcast, a meme.
A book.
Me and Praz just are cackling.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. I'll be happy to share every week something I like.
Cool. I could start this week's. For my On the Block, I'm really excited that Interview with the Vampire, the TV show, is coming to Netflix in August because it's really, really good. And I think it coming to Netflix is going to make it become like more of a sensation. That's season one. They've already had season two that came out, and I'm currently watching it, but nobody knew it was out because it's on AMC Plus.
Yeah, you need that Netflix effect.
Exactly. And I think it's going to have a Netflix effect. So watch this space.
When does it comes in August, Nick?
Yeah, like August 16th or something.
Okay, I'm excited. Well, I'm definitely going to watch it.
The only problem with shows like that and where that I have some experience in that is like it becomes then synonymous with Netflix and people think it's a Netflix show, but Netflix isn't the one actually like paying to produce it and create new seasons of it. And so it's like, can you get the viewers over to AMC Plus or whatever it's on to actually watch that for them to even have momentum to go into another season and another, you know, to keep producing new episodes. Cause otherwise it just becomes known as a Netflix show. And then people are like, what happened to that show? It was a great Netflix show. And it's like, it wasn't a Netflix show.
You sound scorned.
Raz, we should look at a great example of a show like Suits. We famously, you know, I finished at least. And what's crazy is the Netflix effect now inspired a spinoff or like sort of a sequel. I don't even know, but a new Suits just got picked up by NBC for next year.
Suits LA.
Is this your On the Block, Jill?
No, it's not my On the Block.
Oh, okay, because you're talking about Suits and we're on the Block section.
Well, we are a Suits pod as well.
Yes. Yeah, Nick, what season? Can you just finish? Come on.
I will. You know, I like to say Suits, there it is. And, you know, I'm glad that here's the thing. I'm glad I watched Suits last year because it introduced me to Meghan Markle. So I was really up to speed with all of the Princess Kate memes this year. Because without Suits, I would have been like, who is this?
Right. Okay. Great.
Yes, the Netflix effect on Suits has been incredible. And just so you know, they did add finally the final seasons of Suits original to Netflix. So now they have all the seasons.
Yep.
But Jill, what's your OTB?
Okay, so my OTB, let me just, I'm going to cheat a little bit just because I want to give one honorable mention to my honorable mention is I just feel like it has so much momentum, so it doesn't really need me. But Love Island US was a great season. It's over this
time. Over. Wow. Tomorrow are they even?
Tomorrow is the finale. Anyways, it's an easy watch. I highly recommend. But my On the Block, I'm so excited. Friday, July 26th, the beginning of the 2024 Summer Olympics. I am going to be...
Oh, that's so on brand for Jill. Yes,
exactly. I am going to be so into it. It's going to be on the... I just feel like I'm going to have... Shout out Peacock again. I'll probably just have Peacock on in the background all the time and or any of the broadcast nets. I'm super excited. I'm just someone who will turn on anything and get into it. I watched the trials the other weekend. I cannot wait. It's shaping up to be a great Olympics.
I love that you're like, I watched the trials, because that could also mean when you're on your other beat.
I know. For true crime beat.
That's true. That is so true. I clearly, for the listeners at home, I have a lot of spare time on my hands.
What sport are we looking forward to?
Oh my God. Well, gymnastics, of course. Swimming, of course. Do you know what the newest sport is this year?
It should be pickleball, but...
Break dancing.
What?
Yeah, it's a new sport this year, so that's wild.
Lord, we adore thee.
And then track and field, I think we're gonna do really well. So those are, I mean, the big three obviously are those, but I I'll just watch anything pretty much.
Do they still do the ribbon dancing?
Artistic, yes, it's called artistic gymnastics now, I think.
Cute. Well, I'll definitely watch, at least, you know, keep up with it for the pod. I'm excited. I love, like, I like the Olympics, but I did just buy a 1996 Atlanta Olympics t-shirt. So I'm excited to debut that. Maybe I'll wear it on Friday.
Yeah, you should.
So wait, what's your real?
That was her real one.
That was my real.
Her big one was Love Island.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I've never seen Love Island.
It's like, Praz, I hope you can just appreciate my love of the franchise.
I thought you liked it, Praz.
I love Love Island UK, and it would have been my on the block, but it's not going to be my on the block, but because I've talked about Love Island UK enough. What I'm annoyed about is that Jill decided to take in Love Island UK. Like, she's like, I'm going to take in a Love Island, and not the one that Praz has been recommending to me for 6 years.
I have watched UK.
You watched a little bit here and there when you were in the UK.
No. I watched a whole. Anyways, I'm just, you know, I have to support Ariana Maddox.
Ugh, okay. I mean, I'm gonna watch it, but they're such a cop out. They're there for like 4 weeks. It's not Love Island is an 8 week long thing.
Yeah, it's very a real different.
Commitment. And Love Island UK is great, but it's not my on the block. My on the block, right now and forever and always, I'm very passionate about a daily radio show on Sirius XM called Jeff Lewis Live, and recently expanded to 2 hours with a Jeff Lewis Extended. And I just love the world of Jeff Lewis. He, for Nick, you might not know who he is. He was.
Yes, I know who he is.
Well, you're famously not a Bravo girly. So he had a show on Bravo for, I think, like 11 seasons called Flipping Out. And he's been on the radio for the last like 6 years or so on Radio Andy on Sirius XM. But he really has kind of like taken over Radio Andy. I think he's definitely the most successful show. And he's kind of cultivated this crazy following of fans and co-hosts and like rotating in co-hosts. The first hour of each day is like typically like a Bravo celebrity or some other celebrity or reality show personality or, you know, mixed with maybe some of his friends. And then the second hour is more of his like regular cast of characters and people who are like, we're all really familiar with. And so it's just like, to me, it brings me like 2 hours ish of joy every day. That's not visual, although they do record and you can watch the video on the app later, but like, it's just pure auditory fun, bliss. I love it. And they're funny. And they talk about, you know, obviously like current events and pop culture, but also just like their crazy world and Jeff's custody battle with his ex and all of this stuff. So it's just really my favorite thing.
Oh, Praz, what time do you usually like listen to it at a certain time every day?
Well, it's on live every day from 9 to 11. So Jeff Lewis is live is from 9 to 10 and then 10 to 11 is the extended hour. And, if I'm running late to work, I'll start listening to it like on my way into work, and then I'll usually pause and resume at lunch. I listen to it a lot, like lunch, like a lot on my commute. So it really helps me with like driving.
Well, I like that we have quite a broad swath of on the blocks this week.
OTBs. Real quick before we wrap this up. So right now, Chelsea, I got to tell you about this alliance name. So Chelsea is talking to Cedric and she goes, our core is you and me, Cam, Quinn, and Brooklyn. And Cedric goes, the five, the Pentagon.
Oh my God, Jesus.
Oh my God. Well, call me Flight 800 or whatever.
At least you got the number of sides right or whatever.
I'm gonna need to get some clarity. Nick, you keep saying Cedric and I'm saying Cedric, so we're gonna figure out what's right.
We're gonna figure out how he says announces it. I think because there was a Cedric on another show we watched.
Cedric the Entertainer.
No, he's Cedric the Entertainer. But there was a Cedric somewhere on some show of a reality show that we all watched. There was a Cedric, not Cedric. Or yeah.
I'll go watch some interviews with him and crunch those numbers. Yeah. Hey. All right. Well, guys,
Well,
it's been a wild ride, you guys. I'm so back. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that we are so back. And it's a whole new season. It is officially summertime. And 3 miles down the house.
Keep it in.
3 miles. 3 miles down the street from the Big Brother house. I'm Nick.
I'm Praz.
And I'm Jill. Good night.
No.
Are we still doing Love One Another?
Well, Jill, that's your shtick.
Yeah, but now she just says the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should come up with new proverbs.
My
is there like an Ainsley sign off we could use?
Oh my god. Yeah, Nick, why don't you give us an Ainsley sign off?
BRB.
All right, bye y'all.
Bye.
Dun, 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 dun,